Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Tuesday, November 24th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. It's official. Pennsylvania authorities have awarded Joe Biden victorious in the state for the 2020 presidential election. Governor Tom Wolf will soon sign off on the panel of electors who will cast their votes for Biden at the Electoral College next month. It's surely a gut punch to President Trump and his attempts of gaining a second term through legal challenges. In fact, the Pennsylvania Secretary of the Commonwealth finalized the result while Team Trump still had an appeal of its last federal court loss pending. Legal experts told the Daily Beast that the Pennsylvania certification has likely rendered that suit null and void. Charles Freed, a Harvard law professor, said the Trump campaign, quote, can always say it's an unlawful certification or something like that. We are in a very weird world. President Trump does not have many people in his circle willing to defend his election fraud claims, but he does have Randy Quaid, and I guess that means something. The actor turned conspiracy theorist suggested on Twitter to rerun the election. Not just one state, the entire 2020 presidential election. And of course, Trump is seemingly in full support of the idea. On Twitter Tuesday morning, the president shared Quaid's demand for, quote, an in-person only paper ballot revote. And then he had the nerve to thank Quaid for, quote, working hard to clean up the stench of the 2020 election, and then shared a video of the actor celebrating the poor ratings at Fox News. Michigan's attorney general is investigating threats against members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. The board has been in charge of confirming electoral results in the state's largest county. It received national attention last week after its two Republican members went back and forth on whether or not to certify the results of November's election. One of the Republican board members who suggested throwing out votes in Detroit, a city that is predominantly Black, said that she and her family received threats. In a statement, Michigan's attorney general said, quote, while many of us have been subjected to hateful and often obscene insults, threats of violence and harm will not be tolerated. President-elect Joe Biden carried Wayne County by over 330,000 votes, helping him to claim victory in the state. To all of the people who think that herd immunity for the coronavirus is an option, it's not. Sweden hoped that by not implementing lockdown measures, COVID-19 would spread by way of herd immunity. Issue is, the country's lead epidemiologist says that is not the case, and there are, quote, no signs of immunity in the population that are slowing down the infection right now. Under the guidance of epidemiologist Anders Tegnell, who once compared lockdowns to, quote, using a hammer to kill a fly, Sweden's public health agency has rejected much of the guidelines other countries have used to fight the pandemic. Now COVID-19 cases are currently surging in Sweden. While the country's per capita death rate is lower than that of the UK and Spain, it remains higher than its neighbors in Finland and Norway. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Monday that the city would fine a Brooklyn ultra-Orthodox synagogue $15,000 for a maskless wedding that saw thousands of people in attendance who defied COVID-19 restrictions. The Yedevlev Temple in Williamsburg planned and hosted the November 8 wedding of the head rabbi's grandson in complete secrecy. New York City's coronavirus regulations prohibit large indoor gatherings. De Blasio said, quote, there could be additional consequences quite soon. That's just not acceptable. The city is in the midst of a new wave of coronavirus, much like the rest of the United States. The announcement of the fine comes the same day as New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and the state's health officer attempted to stop a similar massive wedding in Kiryas Joel, an ultra-Orthodox community in upstate New York. President Trump's very loyal national security advisor has reportedly told friends and colleagues that he's considering a 2024 presidential bid. According to Politico, Robert O'Brien's idea has baffled Republican strategists who say that he has no public profile, and even if people did know more about his personality, they would not like it. One unnamed GOP strategist said, quote, "While his service is admirable, there are other personal traits of his that would not translate well to being president or winning a primary campaign." O'Brien has not made any public comments on the rumor to run for office. Trump is also reportedly pondering a 2024 run. That is, if he ever actually concedes the 2020 election. This could have been one good thing she did. First Lady Melania Trump wanted to light up the White House in rainbow colors for Pride Month this year, but it was reported on Tuesday that Chief of Staff Mark Meadows nixed the plan. The symbolic move would have been totally out of step with the president's actions, as the Trump administration banned many transgender people from serving in the military, while also arguing to roll back LGBTQ plus protections in court. Melania said months later during a Republican event for LGBTQ plus members that she was, quote, "shocked to discover that some of these powerful people had tried to paint her husband as anti-gay or against equality." Girl, bye. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.